Dad's dead, Wendy says offhandedly, like it's happened before, like it happens every day. It can be grating, this act of hers, to be utterly unfazed at all times, even in the face of tragedy. He died 2 hours ago. How's Mom doing? She's Mom, you know. She wanted to know how much to tip the coroner. I have to smile, even as I chafe, as always, at our family's patented inability to express emotion during watershed events. There is no occasion calling for sincerity that the Foxman family won't quickly diminish or pervert through our own genetically engineered brand of irony and evasion. Outside, it grew dark. Lights came on down the block, but not in the Lisbon house. We couldn't see in any better, and in fact, the glass panes began to reflect our own gaping faces. It was only 9 o'clock, but everything confirmed what people had been saying, that since Cecilia's suicide, the Lisbons could hardly wait for night to forget themselves and sleep. Up in a bedroom window, Bonnie's 3 votive candles glimmered in a reddish haze, but otherwise the house absorbed the shadows of night. My parents met at a garage sale held by my dad's college roommate. All 3 were in their senior year of college at Berkeley, and Dad's roommate, Carl, was an unusually fastidious type for someone in his early 20s. He oiled door hinges for fun. Dad, a natural slob, said he would sometimes open up the freezer just to look at the frozen food stacked in such nice piles, corn bags nested on top of the pizza slabs. He was good for me, Dad said.